From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized Tuesday the U.S. seeks a peaceful resolution to escalating tensions with North Korea, despite Pyongyang's claim that a tweet by President Donald Trump Monday was a declaration of war. In New Delhi for talks with Indian officials about strengthening U.S.-India ties, Mattis said that while the U.S. military presence on the Korean Peninsula is necessary to deter North Korea's threats, it also supports diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict peacefully. It was said that speaking to reporters near United Nations headquarters in New York, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said, given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of the United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders called Ri's characterization of a tweet absurd and spoke more about the escalating situation.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
Official results are expected this Tuesday after Iraqi Kurds voted on an independence referendum that drew objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries in the United States. Ahead of the vote, it was widely assumed the result would be in favor of independence. A yes vote would not trigger a declaration of independence, but Kurdish officials hope that they will serve as the first step in separation negotiations. At the polls, the Kurdistan regional capital, many voters don traditional clothes for voting. This is VOA News. Political consulate Roger Stone, a longtime associate of U.S. President Donald Trump, said he has no involvement in alleged collusion with Russia linked to last year's presidential election ahead of his Intelligence Committee for testimony Tuesday. In an opening statement released before the closed-door session, Stone said it is clear there was a foreign nation colluding with the presidential campaign. But he suggests investigators instead look at Ukraine and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Stone denies having advanced knowledge of the source or timing of a WikiLeaks disclosure of emails from Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and says he does not engage in any illegal activities on behalf of his clients. In addition to the House Intelligence Committee, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is conducting its own investigation into Russian meddling and possible links to Trump's campaign. Former Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Robert Mueller is leading a separate probe in his role as special counsel for the U.S. Justice Department. U.S. President Donald Trump contended Monday that professional football players' refusal to stand for the country's national anthem has nothing to do with race, even though many of the athletes themselves said it was meant to protest racism and police brutality against minorities in the United States. VOA's Peter Heinlein has more.
In a series of Twitter posts, Trump praised football fans who booed players who knelt at Sunday's game and urged them to boycott games until the protests stop. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick started the movement last season when he knelt during the national anthem as a protest against racial injustice. Only a few players had joined the take-a-knee protests until Friday, when Trump told supporters in the southern state of Alabama that players who refused to respect the flag should be fired.
And one of the NFL's top quarterbacks, Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, told a radio interviewer Monday, "I certainly disagree with what Trump said about NFL players. I thought it was divisive." Israeli police said that a gunman did open fire Tuesday at the entrance to a settlement outside Jerusalem. This killed three security personnel there. Officials said that a fourth Israeli guard was also wounded. This was in an attack outside the Israeli community of Hadadar. A police spokesman said that the attacker entered the checkpoint with Palestinian laborers, then opened fire. The gunman was shot to death by other security forces who were at the scene at the time. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.